Viewpoint, CRTV.
The desecration of tombs and the trafficking in human bones continue to be a major cause for worry in some parts of Cameroon, despite the efforts being made by the government and communities to check the phenomenon. In today's Viewpoint, Kevin Bunda underscores the need for draconian measures to put an end to such practices that are prohibited by the law.
Trafficking in human bones has been on the rise in Cameroon within the last decade, judging from media reports. Intriguingly, the penal code punishes culprits with prison terms ranging from 3 months to 5 years and fines that range between 10,000 CFA francs and 100,000 CFA francs. But hardly does a month go by without traffickers being arrested by the forces of law and order in both urban and rural areas in the country. Come to think of it, the perpetrators of the gruesome act are generally young people aged 20 to 40 years, motivated by the get-rich-quick syndrome. Those arrested in Fumbot in the West region of late said the two human skeletons in their possession were destined for a client who had to give them 50 million CFA francs. Similar stories have been told by those arrested in Gura in the East region, Babisi in the Northwest region, Goundary in the Adamawa region, Douala in the Littoral region, and others. In the face of the resurgence of the disturbing phenomenon, the Cameroon government, through the competent services, has over the years provided specialized training to security forces and law enforcement officials to equip them to easily track down and then prosecute those implicated in the desecration of graves and trafficking of human bones. That notwithstanding, traffickers and their accomplices develop new strategies daily on how best they can dribble the vigilance of security forces. Some have gone the extra mile of kidnapping, drugging, and killing close family members to get their bones. While saluting efforts made by the National Gendarmerie and the police force on our highways to check human bone trafficking, the unruly attitude of some corrupt security forces is to be blamed for its resurgence. Such black sheep are said to turn a blind eye to whatever passengers are carrying once a few francs change hands. The phenomenon has been pushing some communities to take more precaution to prevent the desecration of the tombs of their loved ones, even against their traditional practices and customs. In most parts of the Basaland, for instance, most burials are now done in houses. In the Adamawa region, some Muslims have been cementing the graves of deceased family members. Some too have taken the option to guard the graves of their deceased family members after burial. While the government may not be able to single-handedly check the phenomenon, there is need for more draconian measures to be taken against those who desecrate graves and indulge in human bone trafficking.
Kevin Bunda, Station Manager of CRTV Adamawa, Editorialist.